for glorifying Lord Gurudas Thakur and his appearance and pastimes. So first we will chant one bhajan by Narottamdas Thakur to glorifying the Vaishnavas.
What
জীবন তোমামি না কেহ নাই পতিত পাপ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় নরোত্তম ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ শীল প্রভুপাদ গৌরনিতায় জয় গৌরনিতায় জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম বিশাখা জয় রাধেশ্যাম ললিতা বিশাখা জয় রাধেশ্যাম Translation to this song. O Vaishnava Thakur, O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? After bathing in water of sacred Ganges, many times one become purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda. And Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy lotus feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him. Sri Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. ওম অজ্ঞানাতিমিরন্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনশৈলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম জেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরুভে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম জেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদামহম দদাতি স পদান্তিকম বন্দে অহং শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুত পদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথানিতম তং সজীবম সাদ্বৈতং সাবধূতং পরিজনা সহিতং কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज डिवाइन अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर हु इज वन ऑफ द प्रमिनेंट आचार्य इन गौड़ीय वैष्णव संप्रदाय फॉर हिज अपीयरेंस इवन लॉर्ड चैतन्य हिमसेल्फ फोरकास्टेड अबाउट मोर देन 100 इयर्स बिफोर लॉर्ड चैतन्य हिमसेल्फ फोरकास्टेड अबाउट द अपीयरेंस ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर He is considered as a personification of prem. He wrote two famous book is all Vaishnavas like these two books Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Narottama Prathana. Even today among the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, in Navadip, if you ask what is the easiest way to achieve Krishna Prem, how can one achieve Krishna Prem? Many saintly persons they recommend. If you want to achieve Krishna Prem, simply read these two books by Narottama Das Thakur. Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Narottama Prathana. Read them again and again and again and again with deep meaning. Read the meaning and purports by the Vaishnava Acharyas. And these songs are full of Vedic conclusions. And we are every day in ISKCON, we chanting one of the Narottama Das Thakur's prayer, Sri Guru Vandana. That is, he wrote for his Guru, Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Lokera Jivana. But that prayer we are every day praying to Srila Prabhupada. The same prayer that Narottama Das Thakur prayed for his Guru, Maharaj. So he was an acharya by his own acharan, by his own practice. Apani achari prabhu jivere sikhaye. He gave us whatever teachings he taught us, he himself practiced those things. So when Lord Chaitanya was traveling through Bengal, he was supposed to go to Jagannath Puri, through Bengal, and he appeared in Ramkeli. He delivered two great souls, Rupa and Sanatan. They were named as, before the Muslim king, they were working under Hussain Shah as ministers. So Dwabir Khas and Sakar Malik. But Lord Chaitanya changed their names into Rupa and Sanatana. After delivering Rupa Sanatana, then he went towards Kanhai Narsala, very beautiful place in the bank of Ganges. There is also ISKCON center. And Kanhai Narsala, in one day, in morning, Lord Chaitanya was shouting, he was calling someone, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. So we are thinking, who is this Narottam? Everyone thinking maybe he is remembering Jagannath. Jagannath is also sometimes known as Narottam. Then Lord Nityananda come very close to Mahaprabhu, then ask, Mahaprabhu, who is this Narottam? To whom you are calling? Then Mahaprabhu told, oh, you did not know Narottam. Narottam is a great personality, great devotee of Radha Krishna, and is a very intimate associate of mine. He is a Nitya Siddha Parikar of Radha Krishna. So he is going to appear after we left this world. Then Narottam will appear to carry on this preaching mission. So telling this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Nityananda Onitai, you did not know, I preserved the whole Krishna Prema in a bundle. When I was, after taking sannyas, going to Jagannath Puri, and you were crying, we both all cried so much for Krishna Prema. And all these Krishna Premas I was kept in a bundle. I want to preserve it in this Padma River. And when Narottam appeared, Padma River will deliver this Krishna Prem to Narottam. Telling like this, Mahaprabhu took Nityananda with him. Then they walked towards Padma River. Padma River, this is one branches of Ganges. It's just starting from Ganga and again merging in Ganga. So this Padma River, both Gaur Nitai went to the bank of Padma River. And Lord Chaitanya deposited this Krishna Prema, bundle of Krishna Prema in Padma River. Then she told, Padma, please carry this Krishna Prema with you. So he told, please, Padma, he asked to Padma River to play, just keep this with you. Prabhu kahe Padmavati dhara prema lah Narottam name patra prema tare deha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Padma River, O river Padma, I am depositing this Krishna prema with you. Please kept secretly with much care. And you will deliver this Krishna prema only to that person who? Narottam Das Thakur. You understand, we have to do so much sadhana, so many things. Adho saddha, tata sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nibruti, then nishtha, ruchi, asak. There's many, many lifetimes. But Lord Chaitanya, he deposited Krishna Prema for Narottam Das Thakur. He told, he has nothing to do, just he will come. He told Padmavat, just deliver this Krishna Prema to Narottam. Then Nitai and Gaur, they left Padma River. And in the meantime, it is mentioned in 1635, Sambatsara, that Narottam Das Thakur appeared. There in the bank of Padma River, that is now in Bangladesh. Before it was in Purva Bengal, it is East Bengal and West Bengal. But now it is in East Bengal, is in Bangladesh. So there is a king named Krishnananda Datta in the bank of this Padma River, Kheturi village. And he was a small king, a king of the Gopalpur area. And and his the queen was Narayani Devi. They are also Krishna's devotees, Krishna Bhaktas. But they have no child. They did so many vratas and so many bhajans for having a son, but they wanted a devotee son. So Lord, after hearing and hearing their prayer, so Narayani Devi was pregnant with a child. The child was Narottama. It is mentioned in Narottama Charita, this book, so that when this boy Narottama came to her home, even her mother saw many divine personalities were appearing. He saw even in time of his birth, he saw even Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita were dancing. So in this way, when Narottama Das Thakur appeared in that particular day, Magha Purnima, today, this is very auspicious day. He appeared in Magha Purnima and he left his home on Kartik Purnima. Then he got initiation in Savana Purnima from Lokanath Goswami. And he disappeared from this world in Kartika Krishna Panchami Tithi. So anyhow, when he appeared, it was a full moon day in month of Magha. And all the auspicious stars and planets were there. But the astrologer, when he came and he studied the horoscope of Narottama, then he told, he was astonished. He told, oh, this boy is not an ordinary boy. He's a great devotee of Krishna. And the people, they told the 32 symptoms of a Mahapurusha, they are in his body. His eyes are just like lotus petal. And his hands are long, touching his knee. And his navel is very deep. And all the symptoms he just told, his hand and his feet, and they are, and looks like lotus flower. So he is such a great personality appeared. So everyone become very happy. This father, his Krishnananda Datta and Narayani Devi, they become very happy. They take great care of the child. When Narottama just become little boy, Jishu was then time came to see what this boy likes. Put different things there. And then boy, they asked the boy to touch whatever you like. Just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu also, like this Nimai, he embraced Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada also like that. And Narottama Das Thakur also. Nuru, they are calling him as Nuru. Narottama means best among human beings. So he also just took Bhagavatam, smiling, looking at everyone. When he Annaprasanna, the first time that a child eat some rice, sweet rice. So they cooked some very nice sweet rice, they prepared, but they forgot that they were offering to Krishna, they just directly bringing to the child. Child was not opening his mouth. They're trying to, many ways, they're crying loud, not allowed. So some elderly men come. There's a devotee there, Krishna Das, later on he become his Sikhya Guru. So he told him, hey, offer this cup of sweet rice. This is a great devotee. Oh, you forget to offer. So they took it and offered to their deity, to Krishna, and again being. The child was very happy. That immediately took sweet rice and smiling, looking at everyone. So these are the many symptoms that he become a great personality in future. When it's time come for going to school, So the parents, they sent him to Krishna Das, who was a great Vaishnava. He was always going and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, like this, different pastimes of Gaura Nitai. And he was teaching this Gaura pastimes to this small boy, Narottam. And Narottam was very happy. When he was hearing about Gaura Katha, spontaneously the tears are flowing from his eyes. Sometimes he chanted loudly, Gauranga! Sometimes he will shout as Gauranga. Gauranga bolite hobe? The another song of Narottam Das Thakur. Gauranga bolite hobe puloka sarira. Hari hari bolite nayane bahe mira. As Srila Prabhupada told that these songs of Narottam Das Thakur and the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are non-different from the Vedic hymns. They are the purpose of all the Vedic teachings. All the Vedic literature, the essence of all the Vedic literatures, Vedic studies, they are given in this purpose. Just like you saw, we are chanting every day, Guru Vandana, that is also composed by Narottam Das Thakur. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kebala Bhakti Sattva. So, in this way, Narottam Das Thakur became little. Then he was studying with Krishna Das, and he learned all these things. Then he was very, very much eager to see Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. He wanted to see them. He wanted to run away to Vrindavan. Kobayama Herava Sri Vrindavan. He became very. He was always feeling in a Vipralamba way, he was feeling separation from Gauranga and Nityananda, Radha Krishna, Vrindavan. So, seeing his situation, his parents have been what will happen? This boy may be run away. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, his parents are keeping many chowkidars. That boy will not run away. So, Krishnananda Das also did like this, keep guard to this child, not go anywhere. So, anyhow, Lord Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream. He told Narottam, why you are becoming like mad man? Time will come. Everything will happen. You will go to Vrindavan and come, you will see me. And in a dream, it is mentioned that even Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw him the entire Gauralila, Sankirtan pastimes in Navadip. He saw thousands of devotees are chanting and dancing with Gauranga Nityananda Advaita. So in this way, when he was in 12 years old, one day Nityananda Prabhu came in dream. He told, Narottama, for you, the Krishna Prema is decided, the love of Godhead, Krishna Prema. Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself deposited in Padma River. You go and have it. So in the morning, Narottama just woke up in Brahma Murta and said, these chowkidars are still sleeping. Then he ran away to Padma River. And when he just touched the Padma River, the great wave, the huge wave, just took him inside. And he take a deep in Padma River, and he become very ecstatic. When he come out from water, his color also changed. He was little, golden color, but when he come out of the water, he become just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He looks same color, golden color. And he was just chanting, forcefully, these holy names are coming from his mouth. He was chanting, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga. He's just chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And here in his home, his parents, they saw that very Nuru. Searching in bedroom, he is not there. He asked the chowkidars, they did not know. So they are searching, where is Narottam, where is Nuru, Nuru? They become very anxious to see. They are searching around. And same time one one man just coming to, from the side of Padma River. He told, I saw someone is dancing in Padma River. It is just like 1.5 kilometer away from their home. So someone is just chanting, dancing, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, Nityananda, Hare Krishna. And it's like a madman. He's chanting. You go and see, maybe your son. So immediately, Krishnananda Datta and his followers went to go. But from a distance they saw, this boy is not our Narottam, because his color is looking golden color. He looks, but our Narottam is not in that color. He told, who is this? Then he got very close. Then he heard his voice and looked very carefully. Then he understood, yes, Narottam. They went to him. Narottam was in ecstasy. He was in other world, chanting Gauranga Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Okay, it will be long. So she was just chanting and dancing. So his father and his relative there took him with much effort. They took him to home. He came back to home. But from that day, he was always thinking, how can I leave this home? That time he was chanting, he just composed this bhasang, Gauranga Bolite Hove, Kobe Ame Nitai Chander, Koruna Hoibe, Sangsara Basana Moro Mone, Tuchhove, Bisaya Chadia Kobe, Sudhabe Man, Kobe Ame Herava, Srivandavan. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Koi Vyakoti, Kabeyama Bujavase, Jugala Pirati. And he was completely merged in Radha Krishna Prema. That is granted. Look, we are sadhakas. We have to try so many things to come to that Prema platform. But Narottam Das Thakur, for Narottam Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself forecasted his appearance and he deposited Krishna Prema. For Narottam. So Narottam Das Thakur is a Nitya Siddha Parikar of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna. She is a. So in the meantime, the time came when the king of Krishnananda Datta was a small king working under the emperor of Bengal. So Bengal, this one, this Krishnananda Datta has another brother, also elder brother. His son was Santosh. He was already in a minister under the Bengal king. So when he heard that this Krishnananda also has a son, so king was thinking that I may appoint him another minister. So he was calling. So Krishnananda and his story different. I am not going telling everything. So Nityananda, Gauran, both Krishnananda and this other Purushottam, his elder brother, they both went to see king. In the meantime, Narottam Das got some chance. By falling at the feet of his mother, he is crying like anything. If you not allow me to go to Vrindavan, I'll simply die in front of you. Telling this, his pathetic situation, no one can stop him. He just ran away from home. He just cheated the chokidars and all this, ran away from home. Through jungle. He was not going the main path in the jungle, he running. Up 3 days and 3 nights he did not drink or eat anything. He was just running, Gauranga. Just Vrindavan. So then he fainted one place. After 3 days, fainted underneath a tree. And in the meantime, Lord Gauranga himself came with a pot of milk for him. He appeared and he put this pot of milk in just side of Narottam. He called, Narottam, I brought this milk pot for you. Just you drink this milk, then you will be free from all types of suffering. Tiredness, everything. You will be you will get energy again. Then you started walking. But Narottam was so tired, he was not listening. He was just like senseless. So Gauranga just disappeared because many people, sir, maybe someone see him. Then Rupa and Sanatan, they appeared. And they told, with much care, they make him wake up. And he told, this milk was brought for by Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself for you. Just to drink this milk. You will be empowered or energetic. Then they disappeared. Rupa Sanatan, they left. Then Narottam, just after drinking that milk, he became empowered. He told, so I drank so many milk in my lifetime, but not milk like this. My whole body is now become so energetic. I am become feeling very good now. Then he started again his journey. Walking, many stories, but it is not possible to tell everything. That he was just running. Gauranga, Bolyam, Gauranga, Gauranga. So running. He was a poet. One can become a writer by his own effort, but a poet is birth. By birth, someone become a poet. Srila Prabhupada is also a poet. He is a writer. Same time, he also translated whole Bhagavad Gita as in a poetry form in Bengali. Gitar Gaan. Bengali is famous. Prabhupada wrote many songs. After reaching America, land of America, he started. In Jaladuta, he wrote many songs. So one cannot compare to write is something and to compare to sung. One is that is inborn quality. So you are just running, then he reached Vishram Ghat in Mathura. And he was taking bath in Vishram Ghat, then he heard people are tucking themselves. Rupa and Sanatan both now no more in this world. They disappeared and they enter into Nityalila. Narottama was hearing, ask, what happened to Rupa Sanatan? Told they disappeared, they entered the Nityalila. Then it was just like a thunderbolt on his head. He was completely devastated. He was telling, then why I should go to Vrindavan? This Rupa Sanatan appeared to me in the way, and how he now disappeared. He was crying like anything. Pasane kutiba matha anale pasiba gauranga gunera nidhi kuthai gele papa. Where shall I go? What shall I do? So like this, he was crying. So in the meantime, two person came to him. He saw this man is like madman. He asked him, who are you? Your name is Narottam? He told, yes, my name is... No, Jiva Goswami sent us. We came from Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, last night he saw a dream. Rupa Sanatan told him, this Narottam came to Vishram Ghat. Take care of him, bring him. So come with us, we will take to Jiva Goswami. He's waiting for you in Govindadev temple. And Srinivas Acharya also with him. Narottam heard about Srinivas before. In many songs of Narottama Das Thakur you will find Ramachandra Sangam Age Narottama Das. Ramachandra Kaviraj was when Srinivasa Acharya disappeared from this material world, Narottama Das Thakur compiled this song. Jiyanila Premadhana Karuna Prachura. Heno Prabhu Uthai Gela Acharya Thakur. So they are very close to Narottama Das Thakur. So now, started his journey with these two people. They came to bring him to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami was waiting for him. And seeing Narottam, oh, Narottam, you Narottam, Narottam, immediately fell at his feet. He told, you are empowered by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Rupa Sanatan. Otherwise, how can they told me in dream that you are coming? You are such a great person. But Narottama telling, oh, I am very fallen. I have no qualification. Mosama patita prabhu napaivyar. That is a great devotee never claims that he is a great devotee. He tells always, I am Narottama Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They are not claiming they are great devotee. So, he tells him, so, Jiva Goswami, keep him with him. He was before Srinivasa Acharya was there. After Samananda Prabhu came, they called Prabhu Traya. They turned up by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami personally teaching them Bhagavatam. And all the, but Narottama's mind was searching because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him in dream, you have to go to Vrindavan and you accept Lokanath as your spiritual master. You should meet Nukal Loknath and get initiated by him. So he expressed his heart to Jiva Goswami. Then Jiva Goswami took Narottam to Loknath Goswami. He was in Omraha village in bank of Kishori Kund. He is his Radha Vinod Vigraha, and he was doing their seva, and he is there. So he took Narottam to there, and he told to Loknath Goswami that he is Narottam, he is a prince, and he is such a learned scholar, and he is a poet. He has specially got mercy from Mahaprabhu and Goswamis. So please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, he will take initiation from you. You take him as your disciple. Loknath told, you initiate him. You become his. I took a vow, I will never accept any disciple in my lifetime. Why you bring him to me? Take it to him, from here. And Narottam Das Thakur was just fell down at his feet. So Jiva Goswami told, what I'll do? You see Narottam. Then Jiva Goswami told to go to Vrindavan. I will stay here. Unless I initiated by him, I will not go from here. So Narottam, for any service he go to Loknath, Loknath will keep him. Get out. He will not give any chance him to any for service. Finally he make another cottage, maybe half kilometer away from Loknath Goswami's cottage. Then he started staying there. So he could not find any service. So finally, he saw one thing, that every day, in Brahma Murta, in a last part of night, Loknath Goswami going to a particular area, particular place, to pass his stool, urine, and all these things. So Narottam went, after he passed his stool and urine, then he left. Then Narottam will go and clean that place. In his own hand, he'll keep stool, urine, everything. Then he put some cow dung and then clean the whole place with. Every day he's doing like this and keep one pot of water for his washing hand, all these things. First he was thinking, Loknath Goswami thinking, maybe some Brajavasi or someone doing this. But when continuously going on like months, then he finally, one day, he hiding in a bush, behind a bush, then he who is coming? Then he saw this guy came. Who? Narottam appeared with a broom and all these instruments to clean this place. He was there. Loknath Goswami shouted, "Hey Narottam, Narottam, what are you doing? Stop this. Come and cut him. What are you doing this? Why are you doing this all? All these nasty things, this is my, why are you doing these things?" Narottam Das Thakur just fell down at his feet. Very nice song. I am not sure, but it is not possible. Ahe Prabhu Loknath Rakhapada Dande. Please, give me shelter at your lotus feet. Etino Jagate Ara Kehu Nahi. In this three world, I have no other shelter except your lotus feet. Cry like anything and fall down at his feet. He was a prince. And look his how. Sing his humility and his pure desire. And Loknath also, Mahaprabhu told him also, Loknath Goswami, you have to accept Narottam as disciple. So he will, what is going, what is to happen to my bhav? So anyhow, now his heart melted. Finally, he told Narottam, okay, you take bath in this Kishori Kund and come. Then he gave him. He accepted only one disciple. As Narottam Das Thakur. Just like Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj also accepted one disciple. Who? His divine grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So after he accepting Narottam as disciple, then he taught him how to do Radha Krishna Bhajan. He taught him how to give him initiating his mantra. Then he told him every day always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That is Narottam Das Thakur doing before also, but still now following the instruction of Loknath Goswami. Then Dr. Gandhi allowed him to stay with him and he serve him, help him in serving Radha Vinod. Then he told one time, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, that is for the Goswamis, Bhalana Khaibe Ara, Bhalana Paribe, Amani Manada Haya, Krishna Namalabe, Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe. So he was meditating. Tannama Rupa Charita Sukirtananu. So he was chanting and always meditating on Krishna. That is in Upadasamata 8th verse. Rupa Goswami also instructed. Tannama Rupa Charita Adi Sukirtananu Smutya Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananu Gami Kala Nayam Nayat Akhilam Upadesa Saram. This is the essence of all instructions. So, Narottama Thakur was meditating. Manasa Seva, he was doing it. And meditating, but there are two types of worship of Krishna. We are doing with deity worship, practical, and some people have no deity worship. He has no deity or paraphernalias. Then he can meditate in meditation. Bhakti Sandhu Sindhu also described the story of the Brahman in Pratisthanpur, how he was by meditation he was serving Radha Krishna. So he was meditating on Radha Krishna. Then he saw in meditation that Radharani appeared to him. And Radharani told him, O Narottam, he was addressing him as Champaka Manjari. And he told, you are assistant to my dear Sakhi, Champakalata. And Champakalata is every day preparing brabidi, condensed milk, from milk. And you help, I giving this particular seva to you. You are very sincere. So he made this brabidi. So he expressed this whatever said to his guru, Lokanath Goswami. Oh, you are so fortunate now. Do that seva. And every day in meditation, one time is go on, months and months. Then one time he saw in meditation that when he was preparing this condensed milk, then the milk was overflow, and he just some milk fell on his hand. So it is burnt. So it feels like burnt. He was meditating, but he opened his eyes, then he saw his hand was burnt. Then everyone saw how his hand is burnt. Lokanath Goswami saw. Then everyone told, now you are Siddha. Now whatever you are seeing, your body is no more this material body. You are transcendentally empowered by Radharani. So Lokanath Goswami told, now you have now become, your bhajan become perfect. So you may learn more literatures, read and go to your Sikha Guru Jiv Goswami. And I think you should go to Bengal now. You go there and preach deity worship, establish deity worship and glory, preach glories of holy name to everyone. You make thousands of devotees and preach this the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lokanath Goswami told, I am staying, but you go. So in the meantime, Jiva Goswami saw that the people, this literature of Goswami must be preached to people. So this is the first book distribution party. That is Jiva Goswami sent. That is, as a leader was Srinivas Acharya, and then Narottama Das Thakur and Shyamananda was there, his assistant. There already three of them are perfect in their bhajan. He was, So Jiva Goswami sent them with a bullock cart, with all books, Goswami literatures, and go and preach in Bengal and Orissa. You have did bhajan and now you have to distribute these books, you have to go on preaching. So their big story that three of them, they went and Banavishnupur in Bihar, Bengal border, that the thieves, they stolen the books. Then after Srinivas Acharya stay there, he discovered the books. Anyhow, Narottama Das Thakur went to Bengal, is a place, Kheturi. Having a kaupin and a kaupina kanthasito, like Goswami's, having a blanket on his shoulder, he appeared. His father and mother, then they saw him. They cry like anything. He was prince. What is this? Come to home. They asked him to go to inside. He refused to enter the home. No. He told, just make a cottage for me. The bank of Padma River. This is my guru's order. I have to preach. That's why I came here. Otherwise, I was in Vrindavan. So he was bank of Padma River, there's small cottage. Then he stayed there. Some places mentioned Samananda Prabhu went with fast with him. Then he later come to Odisha. So anyhow, so Narottam Das Thakur then planning how to fulfill the desire of his Gurudev, Loknath Goswami, to establish the deities. He made a, he told his brother Santosh, Santosh was king that time. And he also become initiated by Narottam Das Thakur, become his disciple. So he followed all whatever Narottam Das Thakur was telling. That is mentioned that there is 6 sets of deities. That Narottam Das Thakur, the very big stories, it is not possible to speak everything. Narottam Das Thakur established 6 set of deities. That is the Pranam Mantra. Gauranga Vallabhi Kanta Sri Krishna Braja Mohana Radha Ramana He Radhe Radha Kanta Namastute. He Gauranga, he established Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Lakshmipriya Vishnupriya that he found in someone's village in Gopalpur in some Brahmana's this is also a big story. So in a stock of the pedi, so he found there inside the pedi, there found this deities. Then he has established Radha Varlavikanta, Radha Krishna, Radha Brajamohana. This Radha Brajamohana deity is in Vrindavan. Still here, Narottam Das Thakur deity in Brajamohana. Every day, this apparent disappearance of Narottam Das Thakur, there is a great festival. Dinavandhu Prabhu, anyway, he was taking the devotees, and Mindra Dimana Swami Maharaj also regularly goes there. There's a feast, prasadam, everything. There is in Gyan Gudhudi. By riksha, if you want someone to go, can go. Gyan Gudhudi. Then he go to this Narottam Das Thakur, the Brajamohan. And there is Radha Radha Raman and Radha Radha Kanta. Like this, he established 6 set of deities. Established their worship. Perfect. When these deities were established, when the temple established, then he invited. They want to install the deities. For that is then he organized the first Gauru Purnima festival. Before Narottam Das Thakur, there no one was doing this Gauru Purnima festival. For the first time, Narottam Das Thakur established in advice of Janhava Mata. Told to do this festival on Gauru Purnima day, apparent day of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So all devotees came, even there Janhava Mata, there Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya there, and many, all these, Birabhadra Prabhu, many, so all the Gaudiya devotees were there. Janhava Mata was kept kitchen in charge, they were cooking prasadam. Srinivasa Acharya was installing, he was in charge of the deity installation. Like this, Narottam Das Thakur was charge of kirtan. And he was leading kirtan, and everyone was chanting and dancing. Thousands of devotees chanting and dancing. And when the deity was installed, and kirtan was going on, huge kirtan, everyone chanting, dancing. And everyone saw, in the midst of kirtan, Panchatattva appeared with all the Gauranga associates. Gauranga! So Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all his associates, Panchatattva, they appeared in the midst of kirtan, then chanting and dancing, everyone became mad. Janhava Mata came and saw, there is Gauranga Nityananda and Advaita, everyone manifested. That's why he told, Krishna Das Kaviraj told, Adhyavadhi Nityalila Kare Gaurarai. Kono Kono Bhagyavana Dekhivare Pai. They never left their body. They simply disappear. Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappear. Nityananda also disappear in Ekchakra. Nityananda, Advaita Acharya also disappear in Santipur in the midst of kirtan. He disappear. And Gadadhar also disappear in the Radharani Vigraha in Gopinath. And Sivas also in kirtan he disappeared. So they again appeared in Kheturi, Gaur Purnima festival. By Narottam Das Thakur's Kirtan, so anyone know it is not so easy to do the Kirtan like Narottam Das, he is the perfect Kirtaniya. Even the Panchatattva appeared in the midst of the Kirtan. Then they again disappeared. Just for hours, they chant, dance, and when the devotees are mad, then suddenly they disappear. So, Narottam Das Thakur was preaching in those areas, and his very preaching story is very vast. He make many smartha brahmanas to Vaishnavas. He was himself, he was a Kayastha, born in a Kayastha family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to tell that he also came in the same ancestry of Narottam Das Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book, Datta Vamsamala. He was Kedarnath Datta. He is also Krishnananda Datta in Rapa, Narottam Datta in family name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also told that he is coming in the same Datta family ancestry. So there is many preaching stories how Narottam Das Thakur preached in Bengal. And then make thousands of people's devotees. So he was with Ramachandra Kaviraj, was with him always. He told Srinivas Acharya, please give me this person, this devotee to me. Srinivas Acharya, Ramachandra Kaviraj, they are preaching. One time some smart brahmanas, they're thinking, one is Digvijay Pandit, his Rupa Narayana. He is thinking, we must defeat this Narottam. What is going on? What is he doing? He is making the brahmanas his disciple. He is not himself, he is a sudra. How it is going on? But this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu principle, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sudra kena na hai, jeu krishna tattva veta sei guru hai. If someone knows the science of Krishna consciousness, then he become a guru. It does not matter who is a brahmana, khetriya, or he is a sannyasi, or grahastha, or whatever. So, this has happened because there is one brahmana, smartma, Sivananda Bhattacharya, and his son was Ramakrishna. It was Diwali day, and they have to give sacrifice in front of Mother Kali. So he sent his son, go and bring some goats and some other animals, buffaloes, and I have to give sacrifice them in front of Mother Kali. So Ramakrishna, when he was collecting all these animals, then coming, in the way, Narottam Das Thakur met him. He was going to take bath in Padma. He told, hey, what are you doing? Ramachandra Kaviraj was also with him. He's another disciple, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, with him. He told, what are you doing? Oh, I am taking all these animals to my father, want to sacrifice them in front of Mother Kali. He told, hey, don't do this. Then he preached just 2 minutes. What is the goal of life? Jathātaror mula nisechanena trupyanti taskandha bhujoposakha prana upaharana jathaindriyanam tathaiva sarvahana achyutejya. By simply serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, satisfying Krishna, you will satisfy everyone. Why you will unnecessarily kill the innocent? Anyone to preach him? Ramakrishna, hearing from Narottam Das Thakur, he make free all the animals, left. Then Narottam Das Thakur told him to take bath in the Padma River and come. He took bath, then Narottam Das Thakur put him Vaishnava Tilaka and Kanti and make him his disciple. Sivananda is waiting, and he will come to his home. His father told, what are you doing? What is this? Where is the buffaloes, goats, and all these things? He told, I was bringing, but in a way I saw Narottam Das Thakur, and he says, they preach me. And you are engaging me in so much sinful activities. Now I gave up all these things, now I become a Vaishnava. So his father kicked out him here from home. Get out from home. You are no more my son. And this like this. So after this incident, then they make a comment. Then Rupa Narayan was coming. Rupa Narayan, the Digvijay Pandit, and the local king, Narasingha Dev. King Narasingha, they are coming. They coming to Kheturi village, but the end of the village, when they entered the village, so there, Narottam Das Thakur was very old at that time. So Ramachandra Kaviraj opened a shop, and his another disciple, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, another shop. One is the pot, the earthen pots, another shop was with betel nuts, pan and pan shop. Because the pandit, the smart one, he will enter, then he will go for argument before they will eat prasad, or they will make their, they cook themselves, they will not eat cooking of others. Brahman, they will cook themselves, and they will use the earthen new pots, and also after eating, they chew the pan. Betel nuts. So they open the two shops. So when they come, the nursing, the Rupanarayana and nursing, all these, the same thing happened. They went to first put their camp there, then they went to buy some other ingredients. And when you go to the shops and they're talking to them, they are talking in Sanskrit. Told what? The person selling this earthen pot is speaking Sanskrit. And this one said, selling betel nut and speaking Sanskrit. Then started little discussion, then they started defeating them. They all defeated by them. Then they went to their leader, this Digvijay Pandit, Rupa Narayan. Then he himself come. What happened? Then he was arguing with them. Then they all are defeated. You are learn all these arguments, all this logic, all these, from where you learn all these things? He told, I learn, we are just the insignificant disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. They told, oh, insignificant disciples of Narottam Thakur, defeated us. What will happen if you go to directly to Narottam Das Thakur? They ran away from there. Then the night, Mother Kali came in angry mood, with the sword in her hand, told, you are an offender to Vaishnavas. Such a great Vaishnava, Narottama, you offended to him. You have to go to the feet of Narottama and beg forgiveness. Otherwise, see this sword. I will finish you all. Just like Jadbharata. Bhagavatam Jadbharata. Jadbharata, these people took Jadbharata to sacrifice in Trinukali, their Kali. Finish all of them. So they become very fearful. Then ran away next day to Narottam Das Thakur. Then Narottam Das Thakur, seeing them, he just told Mancha Kalpata, then he told, how can I serve you? How can I? They are crying, seeing the humility of Narottam, they immediately fell down at his feet and told all what happened. How Mother Kali gave them instruction to surrender to him. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur just preached whole areas. So many stories, Narottam Katha. Hours and hours, whole day can be just talk on Narottam. Finally, Narottam Das Thakur disappeared. In Kartika, Krishna Panchami Tithi. Before, two incidents, first before that, he told, I'm going to, his disciple, when he become very old and sick, he disciple Ganganarayan Chakravarti took him to his home village. This is a Gambila, this little about 6 kilometers from this Khaturi. Then Narottam Das Thakur was staying there. They one day he was, we went to Padma River, but in the way Narottam Das Thakur just made pastimes as if he has dead. His body was dead. Then all the small smart brahmanas came around. He told, look, he was making brahmana disciples. Now he died. And he, in time of death, he did not, even the Krishna uttered from his mouth. This is the offense. Just making the brahmana, they just started criticizing. Ganganarayan Chakravarti pitting on his, pulling on his face, Ramchandra Kavya, they told, oh, why you disappear like, you have disappeared like this? Oh, Gurudev, please deliver these fallen souls. Don't go, just do your pastimes like this. They took him to this masa, to the buried place, but when this all smart brahmanas are surrounding and they are criticizing, they saw, and the crying, his disciples, Narottam Das Thakur, he immediately woke up. The smart brahmanas, they ran away. So finally, Narottam Das Thakur preached and make all the smart brahmanas his disciples. And finally, in this particular Krishna Panchami in Kartik month, He went to take bath in Ganges, in a Padma river. And he told, because this Krishna Prema, he come to him in Padma river. And he went there, he told his disciple, Gangadhar Chakravarti and another Ramanujacharya, just put water on my head, on my body. Go on putting. He went to little water and just sit down, and they're putting water on his body. Because his instruction, because they could not, when he was just putting water, this just his body was melting. It's just white, white, the white water become white, it's like milk. And he's in this way, completely disappeared. So in this way, Narottama Das Thakur is such a transcendental personality. He was an empowered acharya. He was a Nitya Siddha Parikara of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Srila Narottama Das Thakur Mahasaya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So this time is over, so I stop here. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna. What is the achievement of japa, tapa, puja and arti, all of this?
What is the achievement of japa, tapa, all these things? For original, the general sadhakas, they want to, everyone, the goal is left, return back to Godhead. To free from the cycle of birth and death. That is the general, but for the devotees, they want Krishna prem. They want to achieve love of Godhead. General people, they want mukhya. They want general people, they don't know what is the goal. But the real goal of, is to Mama Janmani Janmani Swaray Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahetukikuya Toyi. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaring, na kavita, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatad bhaktir ahetukitoi. Our 12 Mahajans, they are still preaching. They are not in sitting in Bhagavan in the Vaikuntha loko. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vyasaki, Jamaraj. They are the 12 Mahajans, but none of them is in the Vaikuntha world, sitting there. They are engaged in devotional service. Swayambhu Brahma is in his Brahmaloka, he is doing his service, what Krishna gave him. Narada was always traveling and preaching. Swayambhu, Narasambhu, Lord Shiva is in his planet, in Kailas, and he is engaged in his service. Prahlada, Prahlada Maharaj, Bali Maharaj in Sutala Loka, they are still there and preaching. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, all these, if you see their record, they all Mahajans, they are still going and preaching. Preaching is the essence.
What is the quality is more important than quantity? Quality is more important or quantity is more important in japa?
Quality is more important. But qualitative. Chant, you may chant many, many names, but if you will not chant properly, then what is value? Chant the mantra properly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. Any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Koti koti to pranam to your lotus feet. And thank you very much for the beautiful katha. Maharaj, my question is, when we listen to the pastimes of like Sri Narottama Das Thakur and all acharyas, we always listen on appearance day or the disappearance day of the acharyas. But how can we continuously meditate or follow the footsteps of our acharyas? Because when you were speaking the katha, I have listened this, I have listened this. But the thing is, after listening this, for the whole 1 year, we forget everything. And then again, once we listen...
I understand. If I just follow the immediate acharya. You cannot step over the immediate acharya. You cannot step over Prabhupada and go to other acharyas. So you will follow Prabhupada's instruction. By following Prabhupada's instruction, we are following all acharyas. Prabhupada gave Narottama Das Thakur prayer, everybody was praying. Siguru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. So anyhow, any question? Okay, there are no other questions, so you will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Narottama Das Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.